You are Locked On Jaguars, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. When the Jags come with you, Falcons, what you gonna do? Browns, what you gonna do? Carolina, what you gonna do? Them Jags coming for you. Yeah, them digging Jags, here they come.
So a lot of media are saying that you're having a strong week this week. How would you feel you've been doing this so far in Mobile?
It's funny because after each practice, I've been like, man, I didn't do great, or I made so many mistakes. And then, you know, I've kind of gotten some feedback that said, hey, he's doing all right. He's doing what he needs to do. You know, I don't think I've done excellent. I don't think I've, like, shined, so to speak. But I think I've done what I've needed to do and found some completions and, you know, made some progress each practice, which is definitely important.
What are some areas you feel that you could probably improve on?
I think my footwork in the pocket. You know, I think with all these new routes and stuff, I think my eyes are a little bit fixed downfield. A couple times I'm getting into some pressure, and I think I got to do a better job of escaping the pocket or moving left to right and just kind of finding the sweet spot in the pocket to where I can still deliver the ball.
What kind of system would you think you would be able to work best in? More of a spread offense or kind of a more pro style?
I really like a pro style offense better. I think I'm very comfortable in it. You know, I've played in basically every offense there is, so you know, I think I can play in any offense and do well in any offense, no matter what the scheme is.
How do you think you would go well? Do you think you'd do well in an offense kind of like Jacksonville, with a guy like Fournette in the backfield and then throwing to guys like Allen Robinson, D.D. Westbrook?
Absolutely. I think you know, that whole run and play action game, that was really what I did my first year that I started at Richmond. You know, we had a big, powerful offensive line. We ran the ball effectively, and it was a lot of deep shots over the top. So I'm definitely comfortable, you know, playing that role.
If you could have one NFL receiver to throw to, who would you want to throw to?
It's close, but either Antonio Brown or Julio Jones. I'd probably go with Antonio Brown. He's just the most dynamic guy in the game, in my opinion, right now.
Toughest defense you've played so far in your career?
North Dakota State. North Dakota State in 2015. Really, really solid defense all across the board.
So it was kind of a shootout with you and Carson?
Carson didn't play that game, actually. He was hurt. He had a wrist injury. We were in the final four teams in the country. When North Dakota State beat us, unfortunately, he played in the national championship game, and they won, and he played really well. But I never got to play against him personally.
Well, this is Kyle Lauletta with Locked On Jaguars. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Would you feel you're stronger in pass pro or run blocking?
I would say I'm pretty even. I need to get better at both. I've been working on that so far. We've been hitting both of them pretty evenly.
Have you spoken with the Jaguars at all?
Yeah, I have.
How about the Cowboys?
I mainly talk with almost all teams.
Yeah. Anything, obviously playing at UTEP, you watch Zach Martin or any of the Cowboys offensive linemen?
Yeah, definitely watch Zach Martin a lot. You know, I watch Pouncey too, DeCastro, Rich Incognito, Gabe Jackson. They're some of the linemen that I look up to a lot and I learn a lot from.
What do you like about Rich Incognito's game?
Just his style of play. I think that's just the way football should be played. I mean, obviously he's way more advanced in technique and you know, and everything he needs to do, and does it real clean. And that's where I'm trying to get at too.
How would you describe yourself as a guard right now?
We ran a pro style offense back at UTEP. You know, I like running the ball. I can pass it as well. Trying to get better at both of them, but definitely versatile and can do both.
How tough is it? Or describe the biggest difference between run and pass blocking and not being as aggressive in the passing.
So to me, run blocking's technique and having will, wanting to move a guy. You know, wanting to, you know, make lanes, create lanes for your running back. Pass heading and pass blocking, it's almost all technique. You need to be real technical in your steps. It's a lot of footwork. You need to be in the right place. If you set yourself up in the passing game right almost every time, you're guaranteed almost to win. So that'd be the main difference between the both.
On the Cowboys, we got Tyron Smith, you got Travis Frederick, you got Zach Martin. What would it mean to you to play alongside that kind of group of guys in the offensive line?
Oh, it'd be a complete honor. You know, I look up to those guys. Those guys are awesome to watch. You know, I know I'd learn so much from them. And I'd become a better player just by playing next to them.
Who's your favorite one of those three to watch? Tyron or Travis?
Probably Zach Martin. He's just a world grader. You know, he's an awesome player. Definitely a good run blocker, so I look up to him a lot too.
You been to AT&T Stadium?
I never have.
You haven't?
Never.
What would it mean to you to play for an organization like the Cowboys?
I'd love to. You know, I'd be 100% in. You know, loyal to the bomb. You know, it'd mean everything to me.
With Martin, they always say he finishes blocks. He's got kind of a mean streak. Do you kind of view yourself as that too? Like a guy who's gonna go to the end of the whistle and finish blocks.
I definitely think that's how everybody should play. I try to do the same, you know. I try to, you know, look at them and, you know, try to do what they do. That's the reason why they're at that level. So I definitely feel like everybody should do it. And, yeah, I try to do it almost every play.
Who's one defensive player in the NFL that you would love to go against?
I think J.J. Watt's just an incredible athlete. You know, I don't think I've ever gone against somebody as athletic as him. It would just be, you know, just a kind of like crazy, you know, new thing for me. It'd be awesome. Definitely would want to go against him.
Perfect.